everybody. Dean Castanova from Journey, and you are listening to Shane Christopher Neal. Crank it, people!
We'll get into this, obviously, Revolution Saints journey, but a couple of things I want to tell you. First of all, you and I had a conversation with John Karabi when you were in Canada. We did a radio interview. That's the first time I spoke with you. And then I went to the Phoenix where the Dead Daisies were playing. You and I hung out backstage. I took photos. It's on Facebook, so it's got to be real. And I had mentioned to you,
it was real, dude.
I had mentioned to you the band Hardline, because I'm a huge Hardline fan, and that first album, Hot Cherie, Rhythm from a Red Car, Taking Me Down, one of my favorites. But what I want to ask you is about the band Bad English. I did an interview, a couple of interviews with John Waite, and I love John, but take me back to what it was like at the time in the early 90s playing in that band. You guys had some great songs. We play, I'm a drummer as well, we play a couple of Bad English songs, but just give me a little bit of the background there that you can recall anyway, because what a great couple of albums they put out.
Oh, dude, I'll tell you, for me, okay, it was my first major gig. And how I got that gig was I was working with Tony McAlpine in San Francisco, you know, in a rehearsal place. And I walked in for rehearsals with my drum tech, and there was Neil playing with Mark Robertson, the keyboard player, and Tony. They were just goofing around. And so I got behind the kit, and I'm freaking out. I'm trying to keep it together, but I'm a huge Journey fan. So I am freaking out just to be in the same room with Neil Sean, let alone playing with the guy. So we just start playing, just jamming, going through all these riffs. And he started playing these riffs, you know, and I started playing to him. And then we stopped after about 15 minutes. He goes, "Do you know the Journey stuff?" I said, "Oh, dude, this is God to me. Are you kidding? I know all the Journey stuff." So we started playing Journey songs just for fun. And so he leaves, shakes my hand, he leaves. And I'm sitting in there. I go out to the payphone. There were payphones back then. So I called my wife and said, "Oh, my God, I just played with Neil Sean. I'm freaking out," right? I go back into the rehearsal place, and Neil walks back in. He goes, "Hey, come here." And I thought he was talking to my tech. And that's how stupid I was. I look back at my tech. He thought you were me. And it was me. Okay, so I go out. There's his Ferrari Testarossa. He gets me in the car, puts in a cassette, and he starts playing. So I says, "What do you think of this stuff?" I'm like, "Are you kidding? It's unbelievable." He goes, "Well, I'm going to do a solo record. I want you to play on it." I'm like, "God, you got to be kidding." So, right, a week goes by. And Neil calls me back. He goes, "Man, I bagged the solo record for now. I'm going to go down and play with John Waite, you know, John Cain, Ricky Phillips. And I said I wouldn't come down unless I brought you with me. Do you want to come down?" So I auditioned for Bad English out of 36 guys. I was the guy.
Wow.
They got me. And, oh, dude. So, yeah, Bad English was my first big gig. So, dude, I was like a little kid in a candy store, deer in the headlights mix. Just like, oh, my God. This is huge. I didn't really realize until on October 31st, on Halloween, 1989, we got our first number one song. "Where If You Smile" was number one in November.
Yeah.
And I called my parents on a payphone again, crying. Just, "Oh my God, you guys, I made it. I made it. It worked. It happened. This worked." So it was the greatest time of my life. And I got really close with John. I love John. One of my favorite singers of all time. I mean, just amazing all the time. A great storyteller. And the phrasing he has is second to none. He's, to me, he and Paul Rodgers were my favorite singers to work with. Just unbelievable singers.
That's crazy.
So, yeah, it was huge for me, Shane. I freaked out. And I still freak out to this day. I still, man, John is, you know, I haven't talked to John in years and years, but I love him. I respect him. And he taught me how to play for a song, dude. He and Neil, you know, they taught me how to, and John Cain taught me how to play for a song.